The following is a presentation of Muddy River News.
I've had two stepdaughters go through the Quincy Public School System, and it's a great system. And I love what they accomplished and what they're accomplishing now. But I have found flaws, and I believe that those could be fixed at the local level. And I don't believe that the people that are heading this state really understand what's best for our children in this city.
I believe that serving on the Quincy Public School Board is one of the most important jobs a person can have.
Over the last few years, I've seen some things that I felt like we needed some new perspectives on. I also feel like over the last few years, we've had some situations with COVID, for example, where it became apparent that we really need people who are going to stand up for the Constitution and for freedom to be in positions, these locally elected positions. I'm Tori Kaufman, and I would appreciate your vote for Quincy School Board.
I'm Ashley Randolph, and I would appreciate your vote for the Quincy School Board.
I'm Jeremy Allen, and I'd appreciate your vote for Quincy School Board.
Paid for by Allen, Randolph, and Kaufman.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Daily Muddy. I'm Ashley Conrad, and joining me today is Mackenzie Disselhorst. And Mackenzie, we have some serious business to discuss, right?
We do.
And that business is chocolate.
Chocolate extravaganza,
oh
not
my
just
gosh.
Chocolate.
The extravaganza. Okay, so you got to throw that in because it is going to be an extravaganza. So I was looking up. So chocolate, I'm kind of a fanatic connoisseur, if you will. And I noticed you brought chocolate.
I
wasn't going to dig into it without your okay.
Should.
But yeah, we are definitely going to dig into that. So, and I see it's from the Stom, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's how you say it, right?
Chocolatery Stom.
Chocolatery Stom. Okay.
See?
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that is one of the stops, correct?
Correct.
So let's go ahead and just talk about what, so I spoke to, Mary Lynn Richards yesterday, mm-hmm. the Leslie Knope of Hannibal Parks and Rec,
right?
Okay, which she is just a ball of fire, and I love
She's
her.
Awesome.
She's awesome. But she made a good point that Hannibal, while there's always something going on during the warmer months, there's always something going on.
Yes.
And this kind of fits the bill, bringing people to Hannibal to experience different things. But I think this is genius.
Yeah, so we're about 12 years in to Chocolate Extravaganza.
Okay.
So it's not new.
Right.
But it has kind of seen a big surge in participation. I think with the pandemic and people not being able to get out, then when they could, it was like, not only can we get out now, we can go indulge ourselves in chocolate.
Yeah.
After two, like, yes.
And visit
I'm here for
some
that.
Of the cool businesses in Hannibal, downtown Hannibal.
Yeah.
So not only is there chocolate, but there's walking about, there's visiting shops, probably
right.
shopping if you're like me. So
yeah, and several different events going on, some
yeah.
of which are chocolate themed, some of which have nothing to do with chocolate.
Yeah, and she mentioned turning the lighthouse brown even. I mean,
yeah,
it's just a really cool thing. I mean,
it is.
All around. And I, unfortunately, I'm embarrassed to say I've never been, but I think
it could be the year.
There's a first time for everything,
yeah.
100%. So there's a passport.
There is.
Okay.
I've got the passport.
Okay.
So when you buy the passport, you get the booklet, but the real secret is the tickets. So each passport has 5 tickets. I have 3 sets here because they haven't been cut yet.
Okay.
I'm lazy. But each passport ticket can be redeemed for something in the book. There are 26 participating businesses so far, and there may be some that didn't make the print deadline that still participate.
26.
26.
That's a lot.
Different businesses downtown.
And they're all downtown.
Yeah.
So they're all within walking,
all, okay,
right?
There's one that's not. The
okay.
Mark Twain Cave. They are part of our downtown.
Well, we definitely don't want to leave them
group.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would have, I mean, you could walk to that, but that would take up a
that's
lot
your,
of time.
That's a lot of your day.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mark Twain Cave is the only one that is not just right downtown within, you know, 4 blocks of walking
okay.
distance.
Okay. So you mentioned events, and I kind of cut you off, so I apologize.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
But I know, I think I saw live music.
Yes.
There are, like you said, chocolate themed, and then
yes,
there's
like ice cream flight tastings, wine tastings. There's a chocolate gravy making class.
Chocolate gravy?
Chocolate gravy.
Oh,
like
get
on
out.
Biscuits. It sounds weird.
I don't know. I think I could get down
good.
With it. Yeah. I think
yeah.
I think I would
it's
try it.
It's like hot fudge sauce, really.
Perfect.
But it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all kinds of different things. One of the I guess, passport items. It's a two-ticket item, but that's really popular. They have hand and arm massage and chocolate paraffin dip.
Ooh.
In the powder room.
Okay.
So even if you're not like into eating chocolate, you can experience it
in a different way. So you can just go get your arm and hand dipped.
Yeah.
That sounds... Now, do you eat that?
That sounds... I mean, I wouldn't.
Do other people's body parts go in there? Probably. Okay, yeah. We're getting a little too chocolate deep right now, but yeah, okay.
But they do have chocolate martinis, so you could wash...
There we go.
Whatever chocolate you're eating...
Wash it down with the chocolate martini.
Or chocolate down with your martini, so...
That's awesome. Okay, so we're talking about passport.
Yeah.
If I understand, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but so you have a passport... There are a few different levels of passports that you can get.
Yes.
So there's a basic that's like 5, mm-hmm. and each business that you visit is one ticket on your passport.
Yeah. So your 5-ticket passport is $25, so okay. $5 per ticket. And then they're available in increments of 5 going up from there as well. Each of the items is guaranteed to be at least $6 in value.
Okay.
And some of them are far more than that. So you're really getting kind of a deal.
Yeah.
When you're, you know, using those passport tickets to redeem it on items that you wouldn't be able to buy for $5
each. Sure.
So it's, I mean, it's a little bit of an experience, a little bit of a bargain.
Yeah. With entertainment.
Yeah.
Paraffin wax dipping. I mean, yeah. And if you didn't have anything to do, so let's go ahead and say it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
Almost every business is participating Saturday.
Yes.
Select on Friday and mm-hmm. Sunday.
The majority are open on Friday. Okay. There are a few that are not open on Sundays.
Okay.
So, but everyone is guaranteed to be open on Saturday.
So if somebody wanted to take their weekend and get, you know, a 25 ticket passport, they could visit almost everyone.
Yes.
And get a big bang for their buck, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there are so many different things. Everything from, you know, at... Wolfhound Pub, which is one of our newer businesses in Hannibal, you can redeem your ticket for a dessert there.
Okay.
Off their menu. I'm sure they're going to be chocolate themed, you know, for that weekend.
Right.
But there are things like Bits and Pieces, one of the sewing shops. They have Hemline Gold Thread Snips. I am assuming those are scissors. I don't sew. But, you know, there are lots of different items. So basically you just, instead of cash, hand them that ticket for the item. And...
Or the event, because I think some are like...
some are an event.
Yeah, so you go and like make something or... Right. Yeah, very cool. Okay, and it's March 10th, 11th, and 12th. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So that's coming up.
11th, 12th.
And they can get their passport anytime between now and then?
Yes.
Now, where do they go to get that?
Okay, two different options. HistoricHannibalMo.com.
Okay.
They can buy them online and then pick up... They can download the booklet and then pick up the physical tickets when they get... to town.
Okay.
And that is at the Mark Twain Museum Gallery building. It's at 120 North Main with all the Rockwell pictures. So that's kind of headquarters. And then that's where you can also buy passports if you didn't buy them in advance. Buy them in advance.
Okay. Is there a limit or a change in cost if you...
There's not a change in cost, but we could run out.
Gotcha.
I never thought we would see this, but last year we went from, I think the year prior, selling maybe 700 or 800 to last year selling 1,360.
Wow.
And
so it really brings
like
people in.
Explosive growth.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there is a limit on the amount of things that the businesses have.
Right.
So we do have an upper limit on how many passports we'll sell.
Okay.
So sooner
rather than later, for sure. Yeah. That makes sense. And I mean, who doesn't want to get in on this and, you know, make a weekend out of it?
Yeah, and it's super easy. You can either go to the museum now and buy those in person or go on to the website and buy them. And, of course, all of Historic Downtown Hannibal's social media has links to it.
Yeah.
So just...
Yeah. There's information everywhere, really. So you can't... Yeah.
And then, you know, when all else fails, just call the chamber and guide you to the right
place.
And
let's be clear, because I want everybody to know that you are the brave soul who drew the short stick to come on and talk to me. Because this is not really a Hannibal Chamber event, right?
No, it is Historic Hannibal Marketing Council, which is our downtown merchants group.
Okay.
So we work really closely with them, but it is not a chamber event.
She's just the brave one who decided to come on and chat with me.
I do have another meeting in Quincy, and I would be willing to do it if no one else wants to.
Look at you.
And they were like,
They're like, see ya, have at it. Well, good for you for taking one for the team. I appreciate it. Yeah. And you were full of knowledge and chocolate. So heck yeah.
I mean, why would you pass up an opportunity to talk about chocolate and Hannibal in the same conversation?
Or go taste it or go dip your arm in it or drink it or whatever.
Right.
So, all right. So the chocolate extravaganza, March 10th, 11th, 12th throughout Hannibal. Mm-hmm. I want to say downtown, but it's not, I mean, Primarily downtown. So, yeah. All right, we'll get your tickets, get your passports, and don't miss out on the chocolate extravaganza. Yeah.
And now we have to decide which ones we're going to taste.
Oh, I'm tasting all of them.
Okay. I'll leave them with you because I can get more in Hannibal.
There we go. Perfect. Well, coming up next, I sit down with Hannibal's Meg Duncan to talk about what's going on. Stay tuned.
Quincy Warehouse Bargains is your Quincy home improvement store. It's the only store of its kind in the Quincy area. We offer flooring, mattresses, area rugs, dining sets, couches, appliances, and much more. And have more products to come so we can better serve the Quincy and Tri-State community. Our staff is ready to help you find what you need to make your house a home. Quincy Warehouse Bargains, 4100 North 24th Street, Quincy.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With six big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan-favorite Abbeytizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now, with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you, 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
What if there was one thing that could improve your mood, productivity, and, well, overall health?
There is. It's called a good night's sleep.
Harvey's Furniture offers industry-leading beds from Bemco, Chatham & Wells, as well as Spring Air.
Harvey's Furniture, our home, your home.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
And welcome back. Sticking with the Hannibal theme, I have our very own Hannibal hotshot, Meg Duncan. What's up?
Not much. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Weather's beautiful. I can't complain.
And it's March.
I know. I know. I try not to get too comfortable with nice weather early because I do remember some Easter, I don't even remember what year, but snow and ice. And so.
Yeah, last
probably
year.
Not done with it. But
March was actually pretty bad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember that one storm that came in? That I was like, it was March 12th, and I know because I was trying to drive to Texas for my nephew's wedding, and it followed me all the way through Oklahoma. We almost died, but we didn't.
I'm glad you didn't die.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, one, because of course I love you, but two, you have a lot of information to relay, and I think our viewers want to know, our listeners want to hear. Yeah. So, okay, Hannibal. I just spoke with Mackenzie Disselhorst with the Hannibal Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, there's always something going on.
Yeah.
A lot of fun stuff. But then sometimes there's some, not so fun or some meaningful, we'll say. Mm-hmm. To start, let's just go ahead and chat a little bit about what is going on. Full disclosure, your husband works for
Continental Cement.
Continental Cement.
Correct.
And currently, they are on strike.
They are. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. They've been on strike since last Tuesday. A little bit over a week.
Okay.
And it's been something that's been going on for a long time. They've been trying, there's been talk of strike for, I believe, nearly a year.
Okay.
I know that I remember hearing about it first in August. Of course, Sean doesn't tell me everything right up front.
So. Well, and you probably would be bored if he were to tell you everything. You'd be like,
correct.
Okay. Yeah. But can you give us just the gist of why the strike is happening? Do you know that?
What I can tell you is, and of course, obviously, I'm a biased voice on it because I'm on my husband's side of things.
Of course.
So, and I know that the company's released a statement as well. But a lot of it is just contract transparency.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that they're trying to put in there, such as call-in weeks, employee combining jobs. So they're saying, can you please just give us details on what this is going to look like?
Sure.
What they've been hearing is, well, sign the contract.
And we'll tell you.
And then we'll tell you, which nobody wants to do that.
No.
You want to know what you're signing up for.
Yeah, of course.
So I don't know, as far as negotiations go right now, I'm not sure where they're at.
Okay. But they are, I guess picketing is the right word. Is that right? So they are
absolutely
demonstrating peacefully, of course, that they are on strike.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because I've never been involved in a strike before.
Right.
I mean, Continental itself hasn't been on strike, I believe, since before the 80s, like late 70s. But I could be wrong, but I know that it's at least that long.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I had no idea what it entailed, but they have to have picketers 24 hours a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To remain, viably on strike? Or
there are certain posts. Of course, it's Highway 79, which is a highly... there's a lot of traffic on that road, so they have to be careful. But they have three different spots. One is the entrance of Continental Cement, where the employees actually come in.
Okay.
So, and then there's another spot, which goes, I think, kind of back into more of the quarry type areas.
Okay.
I say quarry. I don't know if there's a quarry. You know what I mean?
Well, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I don't know what my husband does. I just know he works there.
Yeah. There's a couple different entrances.
And then another one on down the line, which is across from Alaska, which is where the union headquarters is.
Okay.
Little town of Alaska. They stand there with signs from all hours of the day. My husband was first on the midnight to 4 a.m. shift. Now he's on 4 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Okay.
He'll switch probably, if it's still on, he'll switch next week. Hopefully he'll get the 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Right.
8 to 4. I guess it'd be 8 to 12.
Yeah.
It's 4 hours.
4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that's an 8-hour shift.
Yeah.
It's a long time to picket.
Yeah.
But I mean, worse jobs, I guess. But
it's actually a little bit boring. I went down.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine.
I went down with them. It was last night. And my boys went. A lot of families are going.
I was going to say, so we know that I'm not going to call it an unfortunate event because it's just, if what you're saying is true, the transparency, of course, they deserve some transparency before they sign off on anything. That's just common sense. But the good that you're seeing out of this is something completely different.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. Yesterday when we were there, we were just standing there, and people are honking as they go by, which is cool, and we do it too when we're because it's on the way to our house anyway, and but it's cool because yesterday we were there, and a truck pulls up, and it's just this guy that just brings out all of these hamburgers from McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a one lady, I'll call her out, Lori Fletcher. She's awesome, and she baked cookies for everybody.
And there's thank you, Lori.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah,
all of these people are doing things. We've even gotten a little group together where it feels like we're becoming more of a work family type thing. The wives have gotten to know each other better, things like that. It's cool in that way.
Yeah,
very cool.
Silver lining, we'll say.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes,
seeing the community show up for one another, that's awesome.
And people are over there at the union hall, I guess that's what you call it, headquarters, and there's just people over there volunteering, making coffee, and then people driving around to the different stations because they can't leave their stations.
Right.
So they're going, do you need some coffee? What can we get for you? That kind of stuff.
Huh.
It's been really cool, and I think the guys are loving the support. So
absolutely. Yeah, I can imagine that, even feeling the support from your community, but then seeing people show up in different ways is very, very cool.
Very cool. Yeah.
So hopefully both sides can come to an understanding and everybody can get what's best, for
absolutely.
Them. Because of course you want everything. You want things to work out for everybody. I know that's not always possible, but we
absolutely.
Definitely pull for that.
You want everything to work out and then, paychecks and insurance. That's always nice.
Right. So. Absolutely. And necessary. Of course.
It's a good thing.
So, okay. So we'll hope for a bright outcome for everybody involved in that. Aside from that, you had school board, right?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Monday, there was a meet the candidate forum, by the, local GOP.
Okay.
And, there's three seats for the Hannibal School Board that are coming open to vote on.
Okay.
So we've got, I just put a little here for information.
Yeah.
So the candidates are Blaine Mundell, and he is a 28-year veteran as far as teaching and being principal.
Okay.
He's actually already on the school board. So he's running for his seat.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, yep, he's on the school board now. Then we have Jeff Evans. He's a doctor here in town, local physician.
Okay.
So I think that he's running for, you know, because he has kids on the board.
Sure.
Things like that. So, and
kids that go to school in Hannibal, right?
This, correct. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. LaDonna Hampton is running. She was a teacher for 11 years. In the school district, and then she now is a employee at Preferred Family Healthcare.
Okay.
So she has a good crossover of the of that, you know,
right.
like the mental things that are going on.
Sure, and, yeah. sure.
So and then we have Stacy Graves. She is a retired teacher, and she was like, I believe, my gym teacher.
Okay.
I blocked out a lot of gym.
Yeah, me too, girlfriend. Me too.
I'm almost positive. Yeah. She's very, and I know everybody loves her.
Right,
so,
right.
Yes, and as a teacher, I know that she was somebody, a name that was, you know.
Well-respected and well-liked,
yes. Yeah, so I think that's why she's running. And then we also have Anna Lemon. Anna is a dental hygienist, and she, as well as Dr. Evans, has kids in the district. She, her and Dr. Evans have both been regular attenders at the meetings, I know.
Gotcha.
Just to kind of keep up with the issues. I felt like everybody was very well versed
right.
on the issues. And also I plan to, something I'm working on today, I'm actually typing up responses, and things like that to get out to everybody. So everybody that wasn't at the meeting will be able to read those
to
responses.
See kind of what their answers to the questions mm-hmm. were. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha,
that's
gotcha,
what I'm
gotcha,
working
gotcha.
On.
Okay.
And then also the Hannibal Public School District has one, any parent or anyone should check it out, a new website that's really, really good.
Okay.
Part of that website is a Meet the Candidates. So you can get on their website as well, and you can look up and see background and the answer to a few questions that they asked.
Okay.
So it's all just on the same page
gotcha.
Under, I think it's under the Board of Education tab.
Okay.
So, yep, that's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
And when is the vote? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. It's April 13th, I think.
Okay.
I might be wrong on that.
I just totally pop quizzed you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Didn't mean to do that.
I know it's April.
Okay.
It is April.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday.
Okay. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
So, of course, school board is a very important job. We wish all the candidates luck. And
yeah.
we'll be looking forward to see. I'm definitely going to get on read just because I think it's interesting to see why people get, you know, they want to get involved. And
yeah,
it's very important.
Until I started going to the school board meetings, it's a big deal. They make some major decisions for our kids and our community. So if anyone's ever interested, it's always the third Tuesday of the month, and anybody can attend a board meeting.
Okay.
I would highly suggest that people attend just to see the kind of decisions that they're actually making.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Kind of big deal.
Absolutely.
So,
very big deal, especially when kids are involved.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And like I said, I talked to Mackenzie Disselhorst, so we know that the chocolate extravaganza is coming up. Anything else you want to mention?
I don't think anything right now.
That's all right. No, I was just checking. I didn't want to cut you off or like, I want you to be able to talk about all things Hannibal.
Yes.
So.
And there's so much.
I know there always is.
There
that's
always
right.
Is
yeah.
So
there's
much.
Always so much stuff
mm-hmm.
going on.
Yes.
But, like I said, the weather is nice, getting nicer, hopefully to stay, knock on wood, but we're not counting on that. So there's going to be more and more events and always looking forward
it's
to talking to you more
stuff.
About it. I know, it is. Yeah. Well, always good to chat with you.
You too.
I'll see you next time.
All right.
That's it for today's Daily Muddy. We'll catch you back here tomorrow with Club Muddy. See you then.
Muddy River News. Our home, our news.